We put some hard numbers to the economic anxiety pervading American life during this pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. More than half of U.S. homeowners worry about being able to pay the mortgage these days, nearly 54%. 62% of renters worry a lot or a little about being able to make their monthly payment to the landlord. These are just some of the findings of our new Marketplace Edison Research Poll, a national scientific survey we're just releasing now. Nearly 44% of Americans worry about paying for groceries. Nearly a third of us say our financial situation is causing us to lose sleep. Compared to the spring of last year, this is the highest jump we've ever seen in our Economic Anxiety Index. Larry Rosen is president and co-founder of Edison Research. Larry, hi.
David, good morning.
Now, the full weight of what is happening to us in this COVID economy may not have landed, but people are already deeply worried, according to our research here.
Yes. I mean, the main theme, I would say, of the survey we did is fear and a big increase in fear over previous studies that we've done. So we saw big spikes across the board in concerns that people have about those basic building blocks of people's personal economies, the ability to pay for their daily expenses.
Thank you for helping us put rigorous numbers to this. What did you find out about people worried about paying the mortgage or their rent?
A lot more people who have a mortgage said that they are now afraid of their ability to pay that mortgage. And that rippled through everything. If someone was a renter, they were a lot more afraid that they wouldn't be able to pay the rent. But the fears even travel down to, you know, much more day-to-day things. The number of people who are afraid that they won't be able to pay for food or groceries was truly frightening. 44% of people told us that that was one of their fears. And, you know, that's a huge change over anything we've seen before.
Health insurance, 12% say they don't have it. But for those who have it, people are worrying about, I think, keeping it.
Yes. We have a healthcare system that's largely predicated on being employed. And we have a large number of people who now say they've become unemployed or were furloughed in just the last few weeks. And for many of them, their health insurance goes out with it. And so the number of people who say that they have deep fears of an unexpected medical expense is very, very high.
Now let's talk about the Edison Marketplace findings about people filing for state unemployment benefits. A lot of people have been forced to do that now.
Right. We found that most of the people, naturally, who are currently unemployed have tried to file for unemployment. And a third of them said that they have so far been unsuccessful in getting their unemployment. And then 63% of the people who filed or tried to file for unemployment said it was very or somewhat difficult. So it's kind of troubling that we have so many people in need and they turn to the states who have these systems set up to help them. And almost two in every three are saying that it's a difficult process.
Then, Larry, before we go, I just had to ask you about this. You asked people, hey, in the last 2 months, have you ever felt sick enough to stay home but went in anyway? Did you see that?
Yes. 35% of people who are employed told us that they just within the last 2 months have gone to work despite being sick. And the numbers have always been disturbingly high in the American economy. And, you know, alarming numbers of Americans who get sick continue to go to work because they have no other choice. They don't have any protection. They don't have any paid time off or sick leave.
Mm. Larry Rosen is president and co-founder of Edison Research. Larry, always good to talk to you.
You as well, David. Thank you.
Now, when we asked about the Trump administration's handling of the crisis, there's a split. 49.6% were very or somewhat confident in the Trump team's handling of the crisis versus a close 49.1% who are not very confident or not confident at all. This poll shows 49.6% disapprove of President Trump's handling of the economy, 47.5% approve. And read about what people told us about sheltering in place versus reopening the economy at marketplace.org now. Markets, the S&P future is up 0.8%. Crude oil is up 10% at $22.50 a barrel. Our colleagues at the BBC have done an investigation that found that an Iranian airline flouted flight restrictions on China, likely contributing to the spread of coronavirus around the Middle East. Mahan Air, which has links to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, flew the first infected passengers to Iraq and Lebanon. Here's BBC Arabic special correspondent Nawal Al-Maghafi.
On January the 31st, Iran officially suspended all routine flights to China in an attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus. But after analyzing flight tracking data, we found that in the following 3 months, Mahan Air repeatedly violated this ban, operating 157 flights between Iran and four Chinese cities. The airline identified an additional 10 flights as being for aid or to evacuate Iranian citizens from China. Using flight data and open source videos, we also revealed that the first officially identified cases of COVID-19 in Lebanon and Iraq were both passengers who'd returned from Iran on Mahan Air flights. BBC News Arabic has also learned that after Mahan Air employees wrote an open letter asking for more personal protective equipment, they were asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement, which threatened prosecution if they spoke publicly about their concerns. Mahan Air declined the BBC's request for comment.
That's the BBC's Nawal Al-Maghafi reporting. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.